Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. There's plenty of them, Matt.
Oh, yeah. As you've been saying, Fran, Malcolm Turnbull has arrived in New York for a meeting with President Trump on a very, very interesting day. But before I talk about what's happening in Washington and in New York, I want to take you back a couple of days to something that happened on late night TV.
I have a story to tell about something that happened to our family last week. I'm sorry. I try not to get emotional, but it was a scary story.
That's Jimmy Kimmel, late-night TV comedian and host of Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC America. The story he told was about the birth of his second child, a boy named Billy. Billy was born in the last couple of weeks with two different issues with his heart. And the story that Jimmy Kimmel tells is about the discovery of the problems, the surgery, and the happy news that Billy is now doing well.
6 days after open-heart surgery, we got to bring him home, which is amazing. He's doing great. He's eating. He's sleeping. He peed on his mother today while she was changing his diaper. He's doing all the things that he's supposed to do.
So after telling the story of what it was like in the Los Angeles Children's Hospital, which treats children from a huge range of different socioeconomic backgrounds, Jimmy Kimmel, who is usually fairly apolitical compared with other late-night hosts, delivered a message to Washington.
We were brought up to believe that we live in the greatest country in the world, but until a few years ago, millions and millions of us had no access to health insurance at all. You know, before 2014, if you were born with congenital heart disease like my son was, there was a good chance you'd never be able to get health insurance because you had a pre-existing condition. You were born with a pre-existing condition. If your parents didn't have medical insurance, you might not live long enough to even get denied because of a pre-existing condition. If your baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make.
America has been talking about this story all week, particularly the discussion about pre-existing conditions, because Donald Trump's planned repeal and replace of Obamacare doesn't guarantee coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. It allows individual states to opt out of that requirement if they want to. Despite several guarantees that wouldn't be the case during the campaign.
Excuse me. Then you're going to see pre-existing conditions and everything else be part of it, but the price will be down and the insurance companies can pay. Right now, they're making a fortune.
Donald Trump during the primaries there. Now, you might remember that Donald Trump has already failed to get a repeal and replace Obamacare bill through the House once before. He couldn't get the votes from both the...
From his own side.
From his own side, from both the arch-conservative and moderate sides of the Republican Party. But another plan was put forward, and here's Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer talking about this plan that arrived in the House of Representatives this week.
Jimmy Kimmel had a little boy who has a heart problem. And Jimmy Kimmel knew that he needed a pre-existing condition to be covered. Every medical group that has expressed an opinion on this bill says this bill does not protect pre-existing conditions. It will impose an additional age tax on millions of seniors.
According to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the original iteration of this bill would kick 24 million Americans off of health insurance. For this reworked bill, the Republicans didn't even get their Congressional Budget Office to check it, so we don't know how many people would be kicked off, if any. But estimates from experts say it could be more. Nevertheless, it reached the House. Here's Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi during debate.
Trump care is a billionaire's tax cut, again, disguised as a health care bill. It's Robin Hood in reverse, one of the largest, again, transfers of wealth from working families to the rich in our country.
Despite every Democrat and some Republicans voting against this, it passed the House today. Donald Trump is very, very excited about this. He invited the victorious Congress members up to the White House for a celebration and grabbed the microphone himself.
You know, coming from a different world and only being a politician for a short period of time, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right? I don't know. I thought you needed a little bit more time, they always told me, more time, but we didn't.
Donald Trump praised the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
You know, I was joking. I said, you know, Paul, for the last week I've been hearing Paul Ryan doesn't have it. It's not working with Paul Ryan. He's going to get rid of Paul Ryan. Then today I heard Paul Ryan's a genius. He's come along.
Right? I'll take whatever.
The thing about this is it still has to pass the Senate, and that looks very, very unlikely because the Senate, in the Senate, the Republicans only have a buffer of three, And several Republican senators have voiced opposition or hesitation about the bill. Some senators have already told the media that they want to restart from scratch, write their own bill because they're not going to pass this thing. But Donald Trump is very optimistic.
We're going to get this passed through the Senate. I feel so confident. This is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better. And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake.
This isn't the only thing the president is doing today. He's also signed an executive order.
We are giving our churches their voices back. We are giving them back in the highest form.
What he's done is signed an executive order redirecting the tax office to avoid cracking down on political activity by religious organisations, meaning that churches and other religious institutions are now pretty much free to campaign for politicians without risking losing their tax-free status. Critics are concerned that this may turn some churches into political advertising slush funds. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. Anyway, this is the environment that Malcolm Turnbull has arrived in today.
Well, that's right. It's certainly not the only thing the president's doing today. He's meant to be meeting our Prime Minister, who's flown all the right way across to New York for this meeting, first face-to-face meeting with Donald Trump. And as Cameron Stewart told us earlier, the schedule's now been revised, continually being revised, as the president's gets pats on the back there in Washington. Now looks like Malcolm Turnbull might only have half an hour with the president.
Yeah, there's no indication as we go to air in the east that that the president has left the White House yet, and he's supposed to meet with Malcolm Turnbull in about 2.5 hours in New York. So he has to fly to New York and then somehow get his way to the Intrepid Naval Museum. There's enormous protests going on in New York, so if he's going by car, he might find that difficult.
Yeah, well, let's hope he's choppering in, and let's hope Malcolm Turnbull gets a good sit-down with the president, because there's much to talk about, not least of which is North Korea. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.